That was the sound of the bells ringing from St. Mary Magdalene Church in Richmond on Sunday, the 24th of November, 2024, to celebrate the retirement of Vicar Wilmer Roost after 8 years in Richmond. Today, I'm talking to two campanologists or bell ringers from St. Mary Magdalene Church in Richmond, Tower Captain Jackie Harrison. Good afternoon, Jackie. And 19-year-old ringer Thomas Ashwin Shukoski, who learnt bell ringing at Twickenham. We're going to talk today about a campaign to raise £200,000 to install a set of new bells in the church. These bells, they're not eight new bells who we're going to talk about, five new bells and three refurbished bells, making a total of eight much more ringable and workable bells. Bell ringing is a sound that everyone is familiar with, and it's used to communicate to the public. During the Second World War, the bells of churches were silenced, so they could be used to warn of invasion. The ban was lifted in 1943, and bells were later used to celebrate the end of the war. They were used to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee and King Charles's coronation. But there are many other times that bells are rung too, so they have an important role. Jackie, why do you need this new set of bells at St. Mary Magdalene? Can we just talk about how difficult they are to ring and why you need to change them?
Learning to ring a church bell normally takes several hours for anybody, but our bells at Richmond have been somewhat more difficult for people to learn on. So some time ago, getting on for 15 years ago, we started talking to bell hangers about what work they could do on our bells to make them easier to ring, in particular people learning to ring, and in particular young ringers like Thomas. So we, in 2012, we had reports made by three bell hangers. All three of them recommended that we should replace the eight current bells with completely new bells. To cut a long story short, we didn't get approval from the various historic bodies to go ahead with that plan. But 3 years ago, changes in bell tuning technology have enabled us to retain the three oldest bells and then rehang them with five brand new bells.
Super. Thomas, can I turn to you? When did you start bell ringing and why?
So I started bell ringing when I was like 13. And the reason why was that I just enjoyed always the sound of bells. I remember when I was really young, I went to St. David's Cathedral on Sunday morning and I heard the bells ring and they just sounded absolutely fantastic. And I was sort of hooked ever since, and you know, then I learnt in Twickenham, and it's just been a really good hobby.
So that's why. What do you enjoy most about bell ringing, and how much time do you put aside to practice every week?
Oh, absolutely. What I enjoy most about it is that, you know, that you can, it's really good for people who, I don't know, who are really shy, someone like me who's not a very sociable person. But really, you know, I really enjoy just meeting new people, going to new places, visiting different towers. And I would say I ring three or four times a week. So sometimes I do ringing for different occasions. So on Sunday mornings, I ring for service. Then on Tuesdays, I help Jackie out at Richmond. And then Wednesdays, you know, when I want to ring really hard stuff, I go to Southwark Cathedral, which benefits people like Jackie, you know, for her learners to really progress and improve really well.
That's good. And Jackie, you are tower captain at St. Mary Magdalene. I was reading about the role of tower captain in ancient days when they really had to keep the bell ringers in order and stop them getting too rowdy and often bell ringing when they were under the influence of a bit of alcohol. I'm sure that's not happening today, but what is your role today?
No, that was probably in the days when it was all men that were ringing. Now we've got at least as many women as men. So really the role of tower captain is to make sure that the bells are rung on special occasions. So obviously Sunday services, weddings, important national occasions such as, sadly, the death of the late Queen, the coronation of the King. We've also rung for recent anniversaries such as the anniversary of VE Day. So we've got to keep the bells ringing. In order to do that, we've got to recruit, train and retain our ringers. So we've got to make it a fun experience and make sure that people are getting on well together and enjoying their ringing. The other important aspects of being tower captain are really to make sure that the bells are well maintained and that safety rules are followed at all times.
Thank you. Thomas, let's get back to you. How difficult it is to do bell ringing, and do you need to have any musical knowledge or a good sense of rhythm? What are the attributes you have to do to ring bells?
I think that with bell ringing, it's not necessarily difficult, but what I would say is that if you start really young, you tend to become really, really, really good, because a lot of the time when people start really old, they sort of struggle to get the basics of it. It's not necessarily difficult, and I really enjoy it. I found it a bit challenging, but I now find it quite easy.
And obviously you meet lots of other young people, and it's quite a social thing. You get out, it's getting away from homework, schoolwork, and being social, isn't it?
Yeah. To turn to your question about the musical side, I mean, bell ringers come from all walks of life, you know, musical, or they want to make a loud noise, or they like the sense of rhythm. I would say that music side, it doesn't really matter, as long as you have a good sense of rhythm and that you can, you know, really place your bell very accurately in the change, that's all fine. I mean, sometimes people who like music sort of tend to join bell ringing because of the musical side, but generally you don't really need to be musical to ring.
Do you have to be fit? Does it keep you fit in the arms? Because it looks like it looks like when I see bell ringers in church, they're looking like they're working pretty hard with arms to pull the bells down and they go back up again.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it is quite a enduring exercise, because you go to all these places like Liverpool Cathedral. They have a massive, massive ring of bells. They're the heaviest bells in the world. And, you know, you really have to have good stamina to ring there. And it is, sometimes people think of it as a gym workout. I mean, our bells are quite, you know, heavy, and we need young, strong people on them because of how difficult they are. But, you know, I think that it does add a workout, especially on the big bells. Like I rang a quarter peal on the tenor at Southwark Cathedral, which is 45 minutes of constant ringing, and it wasn't necessarily a workout, but it was quite a good endurance test on how, you know, strong I could, how long I could ring that bell for, because of how difficult it is.
You've mentioned several cathedrals and churches where you rung bells. Have you rung them abroad anywhere? Have any churches abroad made a big impact on you, in particular to their bells?
I've never rung abroad, although if I ever wanted to ring abroad, the first place I'd go to is Washington, absolutely. I would really want to go to Washington, New York, all the overseas towers in North America, and then perhaps in Australia or New Zealand, their towers there. And there's two towers in the Netherlands, and then there's one tower in France. So I would really like to go overseas at some point to really see what those towers have to offer.
It's a lovely sound, bell ringing. You hear it all over the world, all parts of the country, in towns and villages, and it's something that should never be lost. Is there a danger of some of these churches producing mechanised bells? Is that something that you're afraid of?
It can be done, and it has been done. But clearly, one of the joys of traditional English church bell ringing is the human beings ringing the bells. And it would be a terrible shame if we lost that.
It would indeed. So let's go on to your fundraising. £200,000, it's a big target. Do you have any lottery funding coming your way? Because I know they did some lottery funding for ringing in the millennium. That's one thing they do. Is this something that you can apply for at Richmond?
It's something we can apply for, and it's something we're planning to apply for. We need to have raised a bit more money on our own before we can approach the National Lottery. But we have applied for a number of other grants. We've been successful in some small grants, but every little adds up. One of them, for example, is we were awarded a small grant from one of the livery companies, the Worshipful Company of Builders Merchants. So that was an interesting one. So we are applying for grants all the time, as well as doing our own fundraising activities.
And for Radio Jackie listeners that listen to this interview and your wonderful bell ringing, how can they contribute to your campaign? Do you have a website they can go on to?
Yes, we do. We have a new website, and the website address is www.stmmrichmondbells.com. So that's stmmrichmondbells.com.
Thomas, it's been really interesting talking to you, particularly your enthusiasm about your bell ringing. You said before you came in, you weren't sure what I was going to ask you, but you've been absolutely brilliant and really, really making the bell ringing something that I hope a lot of teenagers might be listening to the radio and want to do, and presumably you want to encourage, Jackie, more bell ringers to come forward.
Absolutely, and we do need to bring more younger people on board, because as Thomas said earlier, if you learn younger, you actually develop the skills much more quickly and they last a lot longer. It's like learning anything. If you learn a language as a child, it's much easier to acquire. So we're very, very keen to bring some younger people on board, typically children maybe age 10, 11 who are still at primary school and can learn early and maintain the skill throughout their lives. And that's one of the main reasons we want to have this work done on our bells, so they are easier for younger people to ring.
Thomas, what's the best bit about bell ringing?
I would say that the social side, particularly, so for example, this Saturday I'm going to a 12-bell, there's a 12-bell competition in London. And there's going to be ringers from all different walks of life, lots of different places. I mean, in fact, I went to Bristol for the National 12-bell, and it was like a sort of, it was the Grand Prix of bell ringing, and you just had everyone there from all walks of life, from different places, you know, from all different types of ringing skills, and people just got on and just had a great time, and it was just absolutely amazing to watch.
It's been amazing speaking to both of you, and really wants me to have a go at bell ringing myself. I'm probably a bit too ancient for that, aren't I?
Not at all, no.
Well, thank you both for coming in this afternoon onto Radio Jackie. Fascinating to listen to the bells at the beginning. And thank you once again for telling us all about the art of bell ringing, which is so interesting. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you both of you.